the COVID-19 Business Toolkit, brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Crossrhythm City Radio.
Now with me is Matt Huswit. He is the Membership and Growth Hub team leader and also the funding advisor. Hello, Matt.
Hello there.
Funding advice, it's a big thing for businesses at the moment with the COVID-19 crisis. First of all, could you outline the various support streams the government are putting in place?
Yeah, so in unprecedented times, as we can all imagine, and they have put quite a few schemes into place to try and help businesses across the UK. Main ones, there's a couple of grant schemes that we're going to go through in a bit more detail later, but there's also things like time to pay, so you can defer your VAT payments as a business. This doesn't stop you from having to fill in VAT returns, that's the important thing, but it allows you to defer your tax payments. This then obviously gives you better cash flow. Self-employed, there's some grant funding through there, and the retail, hospitality and leisure sector have got their own specific grant fund as well, which is nice to see. Rate holidays are being bandied about, particularly for nursery businesses. You can get rate holidays for nurseries, that's childcare nurseries, not the plant variety, unfortunately, but they can also qualify for various rate holidays as well.
Now, the Chamber has set up its own business helpline and growth hub. Tell us a little bit about how that operates and how people can access it.
So, yeah, in partnership with Stoke and Staffordshire LEP, Staffordshire County Council and the Chamber, we run the Stoke and Staffordshire Growth Hub and Business Helpline. And it's really a one-stop shop for business support. It's been going for 4 years. It's obviously very prevalent at the moment, and we're getting a lot of calls and a lot of traffic through there. Becky, one of our senior advisors, fronts up the helpline. She's available all day, Monday to Friday, to assist with inquiries. You can call her on 0300 111 8002, and she can help by either directing you to support that's available at this time, or she can put you in touch with any one of a dozen advisors across the county that in normal circumstances could come and visit your business and go through what help and support is available. But obviously we're doing that remotely and over the phone at the moment.
You mentioned at the beginning the various support streams that are available, and I understand two in particular are very relevant for a lot of businesses, and that's retail grants and the CBILS, Coronavirus Business Interruption Loans. Can you describe those in a bit more detail?
Of course, yeah. So two grant funds. There's a small grant, which is available to any small business, regardless of sector, who qualifies for small business rate relief. So if you have a rateable value of less than 15,000 and you are the registered ratepayer for that property, you can qualify for a grant of £10,000. In addition to that, if you're in the retail, leisure or hospitality sector, and your rateable value is between 15 and 51,000, there's an additional grant of £25,000 that you can go for. You can't go for both, but it's one or the other. So definitely worth looking to see if you're eligible for those. You don't need to do anything. We have been told that the local authorities will get in touch with every business that is eligible, and Stoke Council, for example, is 57.6 million, so there's a lot of money in there. The second area is the CBILS, which is, yeah, as you rightly say, it's short for Coronavirus Business Interruption Loan Scheme. Now, this is a bit of a rejig of an old loan called the EFG scheme, which the British Business Bank have in place. And it's there to try and help and support businesses that ordinarily couldn't get the loans because of lack of security. What the government said was that they would guarantee these loans on behalf of the company to the lender, which predominantly is your high street bank. So they are available. They don't seem to be working as well as they should be, and I believe we are waiting for those to be revisited and rethought through, because they're not quite getting out to the right people at the right time, and they're taking a long time to come through. But contact your main bank first. There's up to £5 million over a six-year term, and the benefit of this is that the government secures 80% of the loan and they give you 12 months interest-free. So it's really good debt if you can get it.
Finally, Matt, there's so much information there. Is there a website or a web page that people can go to that's got it detailed there? And what is that business helpline number again?
Yes. So we're recommending three web pages. We're recommending that you look at the Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce, which is staffordshirechambers.co.uk. If you scroll down, you can find there's a box at the bottom where you can subscribe to our newsletter, where we're getting all the support out there on there. Secondly, Stoke and Staffordshire Growth Hub. Scroll down the page, register for the newsletters, where Becky is sending out a lot of information there. The phone number for Becky for the business helpline is 0300 118 0002. And I must point out that the government are doing a really good job of keeping the gov.uk website up to date. There's a lot of information on there, a very nice question and answer section as well. I can be contacted as well on 07712 32 3363, or emailed at matt.hustwit@staffordshirechambers.co.uk.
The COVID-19 Business Toolkit, brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Cross Rhythms City Radio.